The story of Mert and Marge. Mert has disappeared. Unknown to Margie, who is frantic with worry, Mert is being held prisoner by the suave gambler Duke Sandfield at the swank gambling casino he operates. Harry Duffy had taken Mert to the Sandfield Club. She was having quite a success at the roulette wheel when her luck ran out with the appearance of Billy Devere. Billy spitefully accused Mert of acting as a spy for Jack Arnold. Meanwhile, Jack has been conducting an intensive search for the missing chorus girl. In just a moment, we'll hear the latest developments in today's chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. More than 30 hours have passed since Mert left her apartment with Harry Duffy. All of the efforts of Jack Arnold and the police to trace her have been fruitless. It's almost time for Margie to go to the theater for the evening performance of Hayfield's Pleasures. She and Nell, the chorus girl who has been staying with her during the trying hours, are getting ready to leave. As we come in, we hear Nell talking.
Oh, come away from the window, Margie, dear. You've been staring out there for hours, it seems. You can't bring Mert back that way.
Oh, no, I can't stand it much longer. Maybe she's dead. Maybe they're torturing her. Oh, now let's you and I go out and try to find her.
Margie, what could we do?
Oh, maybe that's her.
It's probably Ben with the evening papers are sent for.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Hey, look. Here it is all over the front page.
Oh, I can't bear to hear it now.
Well, let's see what they've done. Say, listen to this. Myrtle Spear, glamorous chorus girl in Hayfield's Pleasures, still missing. Every effort being made by New York police to find her. Last seen as she left apartment with Harry Duffy, brother of Spike Duffy, well-known Chicago character. Police fear foul play.
Oh, don't read anymore, Nell. I can't stand it.
Margie, if they don't find her tonight, you want me to wire your mother to come down here?
Oh, yes, Nell, I need it. Oh, you answer it now. I'm afraid.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Arnold. Any news? No, she feels pretty badly. She won't eat anything. I think I'll wire for her mother tonight. Uh-huh. All right, Mr. Arnold. Goodbye.
What is he saying now? Has he heard anything? Tell me.
Nothing, dear. He's coming over here. He's just leaving his office.
No news yet. Oh, dear, I don't know what to do with myself.
Will you eat something, please, Margie? You're going to be down sick in bed. You know, you've got to do a show tonight.
Yeah, and it's almost time to leave, too. I couldn't miss it, could I, now? Mr. Hayfield would think I was a quitter, wouldn't he? I'm no rank amateur, am I, now?
Oh, say you're not, baby.
Oh, maybe that's Mr. Arnold.
No, I don't think so. He couldn't get here so quickly.
Well, maybe it's Myrtle. Open the door quick, now.
Oh, hello, Gwen.
Hello, Nellie, Margie. I just dropped in to see if you heard anything about Mert. I'll bet she's dead.
Oh, Gwen's dumb.
Don't say such dumb things, Gwen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Margie. I do say dumb things, but you know how I feel. I'll bet she's alive and having a wonderful time. I'll bet she married that Harry Duffy and went on her honeymoon.
Myrtle wouldn't marry a fellow like him, and she'd tell me if she did.
You talk entirely too much, Gwen.
Well, I'm sorry. I can be sorry, can't I, Margie? Want me to take your little dog out for a little air?
Will you please, Gwen? Poor little Jackie's been neglected.
Well, come on, Jackie. Come on.
Put the leash on him, Gwen. He runs out in the street, and he might get hit by a car.
All right. Here you are, Jackie. Well, come on. Come on, Jackie.
Guess Jackie's crying for Myrtle. He's been doing that all day. Oh, why don't they find her? It's all my fault, Nell. If it hadn't been for Jimmy and me, she'd never have gone out with that Duffy. Nell, she doesn't like Jimmy. She was only trying to help him for my sake.
Oh,
I don't like him anymore either. For Mother and Dad's sake, I thought I could help him.
Well, of course, Margie, I've never known any of the circumstances.
Well, you won't tell it, will you, Nell? You're my friend, aren't you?
Oh, I'll never tell it to anyone, dear.
Well, next to my mother, Myrtle is everything in the world to me. She helped me when I was practically starving and got me my job, loaned me money and bought me clothes and gave me my nice silver fox jacket. She let me bring Jackie home. She says she loves me like her own child and now...
What, dear?
Please don't tell this secret.
I swear I won't, Margie.
Myrtle has a doll she bought for herself.
A doll for herself?
Uh-huh.
Well, for goodness sake, I wonder why. And what's it got to do with your story?
Well, I'll show it to you now. She named the doll Marguerite.
That's your real name, isn't it, Marge?
Yes, it is. Here it is now.
Oh, what a beautiful doll. Well, it's just as big as a baby, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it is. Look at that little dress. Myrtle made it.
Oh.
Look at the little shoes now.
Say, they're real baby shoes. And they've been worn. Who wore them?
Myrtle's baby.
What? I never heard that Myrtle had a baby. She never told any of us. Where is it? Must be pretty big. I've known Myrtle for 5 years.
Myrtle's baby died when it was 3 months old.
Oh.
She was born on Christmas Eve. She'd be 17 years old next Christmas Eve.
Oh, isn't that too bad? Gee, I guess that's what makes Myrtle so sad sometimes. As long as I've known her, she's always had the blues around Christmas time. I wonder why she never told any of us.
Oh, Myrtle never says much about herself. Maybe someday she will. You see, she loves me because I'm a strange coincidence.
What do you mean, Margie?
Well, you see, I'm 16, and when Myrtle met me, her baby would have been 16, but just a few weeks older than me.
Oh.
And her name was Marguerite. That's my name, too.
Well, I'll say that's a strange coincidence.
Isn't it too bad she didn't live?
Yeah.
Myrtle wouldn't have had to bother with me. Oh, no, I was so unkind to her Monday night. I went on that blind date because I was mad at her.
Oh, no.
Oh, she'd only come back to me.
Well, I guess that's Mr. Arnold. Hello, Mr. Arnold.
Hello, Nell.
Have you heard anything? Well, tell me, Mr. Arnold.
Now, brace up, Margie. We're doing everything we can.
Gosh, if she'd only eat something, Mr. Arnold. She's got a dance tonight.
What? Well, now, look, you've got to eat, little girl, or you'll be sick in bed. Now, you go out and fix her something while I talk to her.
Yeah, I'll do that, Mr. Arnold. The water's boiling already, and we'll just make her eat.
Good, good.
I'm all right now, Mr. Arnold. Well, tell me what you've learned.
Well, the first thing we found out was where Jimmy was from early yesterday afternoon until he came to this apartment last night. We forced it out of him.
Where was he, Mr. Arnold?
Well, we won't bother about that for now, but we do know that he had nothing to do with Myrtle's disappearance.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm. Then Jimmy took us to Harry Duffy's hotel over on 7th Avenue. Well, they told us there at the desk that he hadn't been in his room since yesterday morning.
Oh.
We questioned the maid and all the employees around the place. And his room is exactly as it was when the maid cleaned the room out at yesterday noon.
Well, then he's missing, too. Did you search his room?
Mm-hmm. Thoroughly. Suitcase, everything. The only thing we found was an open telegram on the dresser saying that his brother Spike would be in on the Century next Monday. And we'll be on hand to meet Mr. Spike.
Well, have the police searched everywhere? The Red Rooster Myrtle might be up in that room where I was that night.
Well, we covered every inch of the ground, and we have detectives on the trail of everyone connected there.
Well, how about that place Murray's where she went with Duffy the other night?
Yeah, searched it from cellar to dome. Everything was covered there. In fact, the DA's office will close that place immediately. It's a disguised gambling joint. We haven't been able to locate the driver who drove them over there that night. Chances are he's one of Duffy's confederates and the same fellow that took them from here yesterday.
Oh, I guess that's Gwen.
What's she doing here?
Well, she just dropped in to find out if we'd heard anything, and then she took Jackie out for an airing.
Oh, well, we don't want her in on this,
Margie.
Oh, Margie, here's Jackie. Come on, Jackie. Gee, he had a swell time running from pillows to post. And I just met a boyfriend. He's going to take me to the theater. You better hurry or you won't be on. Yeah, I hope you find Mert. Well, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye,
Mr. Arnold. I guess she means well, but she's one of the girls they invented that line for. Beautiful, but oh, so dumb.
Well, I like her, Mr. Arnold. She means all
right.
Yeah,
I guess she
does.
Look
here, Margie, what I fixed for you. Here's orange juice and a ham sandwich and tea. You make her eat it, Mr. Arnold.
I will. Now, you come on, Yorkshire. Here, let me fix your cup. There we are. Do you want me to feed you?
I'm not a baby, Mr.
I'll say you're not. You're the bravest little girl I ever saw. All right, drink the orange juice.
Mm.
Down it goes.
Mmm, mm, it's good, too.
Oh, sure. Now, you get to work on the bacon and eggs. You know, you've got to do that fast dance tonight. You wouldn't want to miss a show, would you, Margie?
Oh, no, I couldn't miss a show, Mr. Arnold.
Ah, good trooper.
Oh, there's the phone. Answer it now.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. It's for you, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, thank you, now. Hello? Yes, this is Arnold. Oh, hello, Chief. What? Oh, you don't say. Yes, Chief, I'll be right over.
Have they found her, Mr. Arnold? Who was it?
Chief of police.
Well, has he heard anything? Well, tell me.
Well, Margie, we know now that Myrtle isn't with Harry Duffy.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Marge, I must tell you, they just found the body.
No! No, not Myrtle!
No, Margie. Now calm yourself.
Who was it?
The body of Harry Duffy.
Harry Duffy is dead. But what has happened to Mert? Quite obviously, she's in the hands of hardened criminals. Did they kill Harry Duffy? Will Jack Arnold and the police be able to trace Mert to the Sandfield Club? Be sure to listen to the next adventure-filled episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.